are listening to the best damn sports show in the Carolinas. Better than your mama's biscuits.
Now Breakdown. I'm your big mall dropper. Mud duck stopper. Fila on the bottom and Adidas on the topper. Transform scratching.
You are listening to the best damn sports show in the Carolinas. Better than your mama's biscuits. Breakdown Sports. Big Shot Bob Robertson. Him and Stephen Tulloch can be the spokesman for stupidity injuries. Getting the ball out of Cam's hands. What happened to that? And Kelvin Benjamin 6'6". And it's a guarantee that Jimmy Graham's going to have a touchdown catch. At least one against the Panthers. They got to keep Breeze and the boys off the field. Because if Breeze and the boys score 24, they're going to win. Cam paid and doing Felix Sabatis commercials now. And that 2-0 was like fool's gold. I feel like Cam doesn't throw a good fade route, though. Cam, there's definitely a damn APB out for this guy. We are looking for you. Listen to us on Spreaker, Stitcher, and iTunes.
Welcome. Welcome back to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky. Join me once again today for the second half of the show is Brock Bowling. Welcome back for the second segment of the show.
Yeah, round two.
Round two.
Here we go.
We got a lot. Of course, we're talking about NCAA tournament all day, whole show today. Mm-hmm. Oregon is the one seed in the West. What do you think about Oregon being the number one seed in the West? Should have this went to Oklahoma or another team?
No. Oregon deserves it. They deserve the one seed in the West. They're in the West. Pac-12 was pretty good this year. Had some good teams with some good records. Oklahoma, I think they're pretty lucky to get a two seed in the West because I mean, they started out like you know, 13-0, they just kept losing games here and there in January and February and against teams they shouldn't have lost to. They were impressive early, and then they just kind of faded, and I wasn't really sold on them in January and February. So Oklahoma, 25-7. Yeah, they got the two seed, and I think they're lucky to get that. No worse than a three seed, but they got a two. And, I think Oregon deserves the one seed in the West. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen enough of Oregon's games, so it's tough for me to judge, you know, if they deserve the one seed. I mean, but looking at their record, they definitely look like they deserve the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the sleeper in the come out of the West?
Okay, here we go. I saw them play earlier this year. I called one of their games for ASN. UNC Wilmington.
The Seahawks, huh?
The Seahawks. They're good. The Colonial League is really good. It's one of the more underrated mid-majors in college basketball. They won the league again this year. They got some great talent. Coach Kevin Keats is a Rick Pitino disciple. Assisted him at Louisville for a few years. Good team, fun to watch, good inside-out game, good three-pointers, three-point shooters, good guards. They're a 13. They play Duke in the first round today or tomorrow. No. Yeah, today.
It's today.
Yeah, they play them today. I think they can make a run. And keep this in mind, the last two even-numbered years, Duke has lost as a higher seed in the first round. 2012 as a two seed lost to Lehigh, which I think is like in Pennsylvania or something.
Yep.
And then 2 years ago as a three lost to the 14 seed Mercer. Now they're a four against the 13 UNC Wilmington. I think Wilmington's better than Lehigh from 4 years ago and Mercer from 2 years ago. So UNC Wilmington, I think they can beat Duke. Duke, one guy gets a foul trouble. I mean, they're in trouble because they just don't have any depth. They're not deep. And, I think they can beat Duke. They can beat Baylor in the second round. They could go to the Sweet 16. Who knows?
I'm glad you said that because I actually picked them to go to Sweet 16. I've got UNCW going to the Sweet 16. Duke, this team doesn't scare me this year.
No.
I mean, you know, Grayson Allen will foul you, of course, especially if you're Cap Barber.
Or trip you.
Yeah. But I think UNCW is going to show up for this game because it's Duke.
Duke, yeah.
And, you know, it's and their, it's not in North Carolina. It's actually –
it's their in-state rivals.
In-state rivals. Everybody wants to beat Duke. So, I'm going to go UNCW. Another one I've got – I've got Yale beating Baylor.
Okay.
Am I out my mind or
– No, you're – that's good.
I think Yale's got a chance to beat Baylor today. I've actually got Yale and UNCW in the round of 32, so we'll see how that works. Okay. Who's the biggest threat to Oregon in the West?
Biggest threat? Oh, I'm going to say Texas A&M.
Texas A&M?
Because I have Texas A&M going to the Final Four. I know they've been inconsistent at times on offense this year, but defensively they really locked down for the most part. I don't think Oregon's going to make it to the Final Four. I think they're going to get beat in the Elite Eight by Texas A&M.
A&M, all right. Mm-hmm. I've got actually in the to go to Final Four, Oklahoma and St. Joe's. Of course, Seth Greenberg said, "Watch out for St. Joe's." You know, even though I think he coached there at some point. Who make the Final Four? You said from the West,
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with who did I go with? I'm going Oklahoma.
You know,
I just Buddy. You know, I don't know if Buddy Hield's gonna play that great. I think he'll play really great in the NCAA tournament. He had a very good Big 12 tournament, but they got beat on that no call on the late basket. Going to the West, Kansas is number one seed in the South. I'm sorry, not going to the West, to the South. Mm-hmm. Cal lost starting point guard this morning, broken arm?
Broken hand.
Broken hand.
Non-shooting hand, but it's the same shooting hand. I'm sorry, it's the same hand as non-shooting hand. The same hand he broke in January. He was out for a month. Now it's rebroken. So he's done.
And he's actually the leading scorer. It's Tyrone Wallace.
Yeah.
He's the leading scorer for Cal. Mm-hmm. He's leading, of course, assists. But I was listening today a little bit about him. They go only as far as he goes, supposedly.
Well, as a Kansas fan, I was getting nervous about that matchup in the Sweet 16 for various reasons. They have NBA talent on the team. They got like four or five guys averaging double figures. He's a good point guard. Cal beat Oregon once this year. Almost... They only lost by one, almost won at Virginia this year. They blew out Davidson, a good team. They've been inconsistent, but in their wins, they've been pretty impressive. And they got some NBA talent on that team. And they got Ivan Rabb, I think, is on that team.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. So Quanzo Martin's getting the guys in there. But, I think this hurts them.
Hurts them. Yeah, I actually had them going pretty far until – I had them actually beating Maryland until I heard he got injured. And a lot of people were comparing this to the Kendall Marshall injury years ago with Carolina, where it was to his non-shooting hand, and it just – Carolina lost the next game they played in the NCAA tournament. Saying all that, who makes it to the Final Four from the South? Do you see Kansas making it to the Final Four?
I do. I think they make it to the Final Four in the South. Mm-hmm.
Who do you have in the Elite Eight? Who do you think gets to the Elite Eight?
I think it's going to be Kansas, Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
I've actually got Wichita State beating Miami. I got Wichita State playing Kansas in the Elite Eight.
Ooh, okay. A little rematch from last year in the second round. Okay. Sunflower Showdown.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's a Sunflower State. So,
Sunflower.
Well, actually, the Sunflower Showdown is Kansas State. But this will have to do.
All right. Now we're saying, now we've got our Final Four. Who wins the national title, in your opinion?
Well, I got Kansas against A&M in one semi. Carolina, Michigan State in the other. I have Kansas beating Texas A&M to get to the final. Carolina, Michigan State. Since Roy Williams became the coach at North Carolina, his team, his teams are 7-0 against Tom Izzo and Michigan State. 7-0. But I think Izzo's due. I'm going to say Michigan State beats Carolina. So it'll be Kansas against Michigan State. Rematch of the Champions Classic game they played in November. It's going to be a tough one to call. You know, Kansas pretty much led and dominated the first 25 minutes of that game, and then just kind of lost it, lost by six. Kansas, Michigan State. I'm gonna say Kansas one because they're my team, and two, I'm gonna say they're gonna hopefully get revenge on the and redeem themselves from the earlier loss against Michigan State this year.
So you think you got Kansas over Michigan State?
Yeah.
I've got Kansas beating Oklahoma in the Final Four to get championship game. I got Michigan State beating Kentucky. That could be a great Final Four. You know, Kentucky, Michigan State, Kansas. But I've got Kansas beating Michigan State 81-77 in the final championship game.
You're a smart man. You're a smart man.
I figure you like that. No bias whatsoever.
No, not at all. Not at all. See, I'm wearing KU blue today instead of St. Patrick's green.
That's what it is. You're so supporting it. But, you know, happy St. Patrick's Day once again. Yeah. You know, you got your green with the ball cap. Yeah. I've got my green on.
Yeah.
So we're representing this year. But thank you. Thank you. So there's our picks. Mm-hmm. Brock's got Kansas. I got Kansas. Let us know what you think on BSS Carolinas on our Twitter. Let us know on our Facebook page, Breakdown. You know, also go down to our website, breakdownsportsshow.com, and you can catch us everywhere. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Brock.
Well, thank you for having me.
And everybody, have a great week in sports. See you next week.
Now, what if I told you my city was the best, and my city was a threat to the rest? And my city was a threat to the rest.
This city is my city, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. I was born and raised here. I got it, make it. And if I had